Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
So, remember when you were a kid and you knew magic was real? You knew you could be and do anything. Well, what if that wasn't imagination, but it was knowledge? Stick around, stick around today, because that's what we're exploring. Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder, the podcast where we dive into the extraordinary things of what we're wondering about and really ask the questions that open up the doors to the universe. And I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, a intuitive empowerment coach, and usually you're just your biggest fan. It's all about empowerment for me, my friends. And today on this topic, I'm so excited. We are taking a trip back in time. I mean, well, that would be cool. I wish we could all have like a, you know, a Marty McFly DeLorean car back in time. That would be cool because I have a lot of conversations I would have with people. But energetically, we are going back in time today to a place where the rules of reality were not, the rules of reality were just suggestions. And that magic was real. And we were growing, it was there, it was palpable, it was in our universe. We're talking about childhood today and childhood imagination. And I scared my producer because I was joking because we were talking before the show and, you know, the title of the show is Childhood Imagination Real? And I went, yes, show's over. And as she was doing like 5 million things, she's like, wait a minute, what's happening? What do you mean the show's over? Spoiler alert, childhood is imagination real, but the show's not over. Stick around because we're going to dive deep into that today. So remember when you were a kid, okay? And this is an important part, not just remembering the events, but I'm going to ask you to remember how you felt, the emotions, the tingling, the excitement, and remember knowing with every fiber of your being that you could fly, and not just in your dreams. Or that the shadows in your room were actually friendly monsters with important secrets to tell you. I mean, yeah, we've had some scary moments too. But the exciting moment of this is even when we were scared or had anxiety in this, the childhood imagination, that energy, that knowing that we came in with, we learned ways to change it, to alter it, to overcome it. And that's just one of my favorite parts about childhood, okay? So it's like, we didn't just believe in magic. And I emphasize that word believe, because it's not just about believing. I believe. Because some people turn belief into a wish. And a wish of disbelief. I hope this is true, but it's probably not. But I hope. I believe. If I believe hard enough, it'll work. So I'm not asking to look at the things you believe. I'm asking you to recall the things you knew, the things that you came into knowing. Because if you look back at childhood with me, okay, remember your childhood home, remember sitting on the couch playing with the Tinker Toys. That was me, right? I can remember the smell of it and the taste. I know you're not supposed to put Tinker Toys in your mouth, but I did. Even when I was old enough to know I probably shouldn't. But they smelled interesting. Anyways, I can remember the texture of it, the taste of it, the feel of it, the smell of it, and the sense of accomplishment when I built things. And so I'm asking you to remember things like that, not just like, I remember when I used to build Tinker Toys. No. If time isn't real, which it isn't, and that's not the topic of the show, so just go with me. Time is not real. It's a construct. You can actually go back to those moments and recall the scent, the smell, the taste, the textures, and all that kind of stuff. And it, in this limitless time world that we live in, it takes us back to those moments so that we can recall and reclaim what we knew. Because here's the thing. As I was saying, we're not believers. I'm asking you to recall what you know is we were born with an innate sense of limitlessness. It's a big word, I get it. There's a lot of S's too. And sometimes I draw it out, like, you know. I am not a Slytherin, though, for my Harry Potter fans. So I won't do that with the S's, but we were born with this innate sense of limitlessness, meaning we came into this world without limits. We came into this world knowing you can do anything. You can be anything, you can have anything, you can create anything. You can go anywhere at any time. And you also knew that we were not bound by the constructs of this reality, like time or jobs or, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, my point is, some of us had great childhoods and had a mother like mine where she was like, you can do anything. And I'm like, okay, thanks, Mom. Not many people had that. I think whatever divine sense I had to choose her as a mother, because it was brilliant. But most people are not told that as a child. Most people are told as children, figure out this reality, figure out what you want to do, define yourself. Okay. So many of us weren't told that we could be anything, but we arrived knowing we could be anything. And we were superheroes and wizards and explorers of new worlds every single day, every single moment. Do you remember? I mean, do you guys actually remember that, where it's like the imagination was your guiding force, right? It was that guiding energy. Your imagination was that guiding energy, that thing that you said, oh, if I put this and this and this, oh my gosh, if I put this couch cushion down and this couch cushion down right here and then draw a blanket over it, it's a fort. Not only is it a fort, but it's a fort defending a princess or a prince, or and then the next day that same fort is a tunnel and to go play with goblins or genies or whatever it is. Our imagination, we're those guiding energies, all right? And did we believe them? Were they just fanciful? Did we know we were imagining, or were we exploring? Like, I'm not even sure I really like the word imagination in this context. I mean, in general, yes, I love imagination because it's that energy where we go, what is that? And then keep going. But is even calling that childhood imagination too much of a limitation? Because were we working magic? Were those quote-unquote pillow forts, were they just pillow forts with couch cushions and blankets? Or were they tunnels to new worlds? Were they gateways? Were they doorways? Were they that castle where we were defending and finding new things? Like, honestly, I would dig in the dirt. Apparently my love of archaeology started early. I would go outside and dig in the dirt to see what I could find. I'm like, there's got to be dinosaur bones here somewhere. Maybe I can find a pot or dig in the dirt. My mom, what are you doing? I'm doing archaeology. I'm seeing what's underneath the ground. Now, I had a childhood spoon, right? Those little red and yellow plastic buckets and shovels, right? So I didn't get very far, but maybe I was right. Maybe there was stuff underneath that ground if you go down deep enough. What if those things were whispering to me going, hey, we're down here for you to discover and come get me. And I'm like, I'm trying, but my little red shovel and yellow plastic bucket isn't big enough, right? But who says it was imagination? Who says it wasn't stuff was down there? I lived in Colorado. Who knew what was down there? Because when I was also a kid, I was also told after seeing the movie Poltergeist that our house too was built on an Indian burial ground. I don't know if that's true, but And it scared me when I was a kid. I couldn't sleep for a while because if you guys seen Poltergeist, you understand it. If you haven't seen Poltergeist, don't worry about it. Anyway, and so, but you, Colorado, where I was living, is full of Indian artifacts and history and dinosaur bones. I didn't quote unquote know that as a child, but I knew that coming in. I knew that there was probably stuff. If I dig down deep enough, there's stuff down there, right? So was it imagination or was I exploring? What did I actually know that this reality was saying was imagination? Oh, she's so cute, pretending to be an archaeologist and dig in the dirt. Ah, no, I'm getting down there. I'm finding stuff, right? So I'll ask again, were you imagining or were you exploring? And were you creating? Because that's the thing. I'll come back to this point of we weren't told, sorry. We were born with this innate sense of limitlessness. We came in knowing we could be, do, and have anything. And then after that, somewhere along the way, we learned to look around as we quote unquote got older. Dear heavens, all of us got older. What a horrible thing to happen. But we started to learn about things like gravity, common sense, the importance of being realistic. We started to learn and define our limitations. Our energetic wings got clipped, right? It's those moments where that stick that we were using to be a magic wand one day and a sword the next day turned into the stick that this reality said it was. And monsters just became shadows again. Blech. Feel the energy shift on that? It's like, oh, it's a stick. No, it was the magic wand. Does anybody have any doubt? Or I guess we have doubt, but I really want you to look back upon those moments. Because if you're listening to the show, I guarantee that there was more than one of you that pretended a stick was a magic wand. So, truth, did you have magic coming out of that wand? Were you harnessing those energies with that quote unquote stick and moving energy and moving magic around? Hell yeah, you were. Okay. And so it might have been quote unquote a stick, but it was your magic wand. Okay. So, what do we do? It's like, we came in with this amazing sense of knowing that anything was possible. And then we started fitting into this reality, as people like to call it, or we started like defining ourselves, limiting our beliefs. We started becoming like the people around us, the quote unquote adults who were like, oh no, magic doesn't exist. It's just in the movies. That is just a stick. It's dirty. Put it down. The germs are bad. Wash up before dinner, and you have to go to bed because you're doing this. And no, it's so cute that she has an imaginary friend, but imaginary friends aren't real. You know that, right? And then we start going, oh, it's a stick. Oh, okay. How foolish of me to think that this wand was, well, that this was a wand. No, it's a stick. Throw it down. Stick. Oh, I can. Oh, look, the dog brought it back. Oh, that's what the stick's for. Yay. We start to believe these things, right? We start to go, oh, okay, you don't believe in magic. So, as a parent, the parents, adults, you don't believe in magic. I must not be magical. But you are. Okay. What if that first initial knowing, that boundless imagination exploration, was the most real thing in our lives? What if we were born with the truth and we spent our lives unlearning it? I need sound effects sometimes. I get that. Okay. So let me say that again. What if we were born with the truth and yet we spent our lives unlearning it? What would our lives be like if we not only believed as we did as a child, but we also know and knew as we did as a child? And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm gonna get into some tips and tricks and fun stuff and really look at like this, why did we stop believing magic was real? Because, you know, I can say, oh, we did to fit into this reality, but it doesn't quite match, does it? There's a little bit more to it. Why did we stop believing in magic and ignoring all that we knew and know for belief or non-magical solutions to situations that require magic? Okay. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer in this wonderful realm of magic. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer in this magical realm, Danielle, and I'm so grateful that you are here and push play, whether it's TV or I'm the voice in your head. So audio of it, I am so grateful you are here because you are why I get up and do this every day. Because as much as I talk to myself, I don't need to talk to myself in this way. So I'm grateful you're here so I can talk to you. It's one of my favorite parts of the week. So thank you for joining me. So today we're exploring, is childhood imagination real? Yes. Yes, it is. Spoiler. Yes, it is. I think you already figured that out or you wouldn't have pushed play today. So I'll ask the question again. What if the childhood imagination was the most real thing in our childhood? That belief in magic, that knowing a pillow fort was a crossing over into another realm. I mean, think about it. When we were kids, did we read books about taxes? Did we read books about how everything is right or wrong? No, we read books on, like, one of my favorite books as a kid was the Bridge to Terabithia, where they crossed a bridge and was into this magical realm, right? And yeah. How many of us read books about imagination and magic and other worlds? Yeah. We were feeding that. We were fed that. And we knew it. We resonated with it. You know, I love talking about frequency and vibration. We resonate with the truth of we could do anything, have anything, be anything, and that we're magic. And that thing that we're calling imagination is actually a knowing. So I guess, is childhood imagination real? No, because it was childhood knowing. we came in knowing that all of this stuff was possible. You know, I used to lie on my roof. Sorry. That was said backwards, but still kind of true. I used to lie on my back, hang my head off the side of the couch, and walk on the roof. See? So I was walking on the roof. And what's interesting is we try to look at that kind of circumstance with adult eyes. And adult eyes said, what? Oh, you floated up and you walked on the roof? No, my body remained on the couch, but I was walking on the roof. I actually remember the feel of the roof underneath my feet. And there was one doorway that we had fairly high ceilings, I guess. So there's one doorway where I had to climb over the top part to get into the next room. I remember that. Was it imagination? Or was it just a different way of being in this reality and the magic? My body was down there, but I was wandering around. I was out, you know, exploring energetically. Absolutely, I was. So if we had this childhood knowing of all of this is possible, what the hell happened? How did we lose the magic? Well, for one thing, it's a gradual process. I've worked with a lot of clients over the years, almost 20 years. Ah! And I've worked with a lot of clients, and we talk about reclaiming magic and that kind of stuff. And what's interesting is so many of us try to find that one moment where we went, you know what? Magic isn't real. And then we go, if I undo that moment, then I know and I can reclaim. I wish that was true. I wish it was just one moment, but it's not. It's a gradual process, and it's an accumulation of no's. What are you doing? Why is that? Why are you imagining? That's not real. It's imaginary friends. You know that monster under your bed doesn't exist. What do you mean you're talking to the trees and you heard it reply to you? That isn't real. So it's a lifetime of no's. That isn't real. Or no, you can't do that. You can't be that. You can't have that. Or isn't it cute? You so think you can do that. No, 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 no. So it's accumulation of no's. And it's also being told to grow up. Anybody else ever been told to grow up? Recently? Okay. Sadly, that one doesn't just happen in childhood. Some of us are told to grow up frequently. And I'm like, never. And it's also this gradual process is also the witnessing of a world that seems to operate on rigid rules. And I get this is the place where a lot of us try to fit ourselves into this reality, because once we quote unquote start to grow up, we start to look around the world, and the world runs on what we think of as answers, or this is how it works, you know. And I did a whole show on what have you stopped asking questions about, and that would be a great one to go back and review with this topic. Because what have you stopped asking questions about? Because when we're kids, we're asking questions about everything. What's possible here? Go over here, do this. If I do this with this, what happens? If I, you know, like I said, if I put this blanket over these pillows, I transport myself to another world, right? So we're asking all those questions, because that's what exploration is really questions, whether you verbalize the question or just be the energy of it. So when I say we start, quote unquote, growing up and looking at this world of this is how it works and these are the answers, that's what I mean, is we stop asking the questions and exploring and really start going, oh, that's how this works. I get it now. Oh, that's how this works. Okay. Oh, that's how this works. Okay. So if I do it this way, I'll be right. And people will stop telling me no. They'll finally start telling me yes, and that I got it right. Okay. I will adhere to your answers, because this is how you're showing me. This is how it works. The energy of the question and the exploration slowly fades away. and our imagination becomes imagination instead of a knowing, instead of an exploring, instead of that deep-seated limitlessness that we actually came into this world with. So are we screwed? No, we're not screwed. There, I have tips and tricks of how to reclaim that. Because here's the thing. Though it may be a gradual process, a quietening, it's a good thing I don't talk for a living. It's a gradual shh, hide it away, lock it up, throw away the key, but it's never gone. It's never gone. It is there with you because that is the core of who you are. Which is why even as adults, we love superhero movies. Not just because we want to be heroes or contribute to people, but because they have powers. And somewhere we still know we do too. And the higher level of consciousness, every choice you make, every question you ask, gets us back to those places where even as an adult, we have those powers to bend reality and create what we desire with questions, with movement of energy. Okay, so we're not screwed. We're still good. It's exciting. So I'm going to ask you first to reflect on a specific moment that you felt your magic as a child. For me, I keep coming back to that moment of walking on the ceiling. It's something so, I don't even really have the words for it, but it is that moment where I knew I was doing it. I knew I was magical. And the other part is I knew I didn't have to prove it to anybody. Because oftentimes that's some of the gradual lessening of our magic is that moment where we go, no, I was walking on the ceiling, and that cacophony of no's starts and they're like, no, you weren't. You were laying on the couch, having all the blood rush to your head as you were hanging upside down. What are you talking about? And we're like, no, I can do this. Watch. But they can't follow the same energetic path that we were on. And so when we've tried to prove it, sometimes that's also another quieting, another moment of like, shh, don't go there, lock it away. Because we're made to look foolish. We're made to doubt ourselves, doubt our magic. And so then we start fitting into the, this is how it's done, this is how it works here, reality. Okay, so during the break, we're going to go break here in a couple minutes. I want you to start looking at two different childhood memories. One, when you knew you were doing it. You had no doubt. You're like, I'm magic. Watch this. And then another moment where you began to see the doubt. You began to, well, maybe just be instilled with the doubt, right? Those moments where you're like, oh, well, maybe it is just my imagination. Maybe it, you're right, I can't walk on the ceiling or whatever it is. So take a look at that, not to depress you, but because time isn't real, energy is. And after the break, we're going to go back and we're going to shift and change some of those, because that's one of the things I love about energy being real and time not. We can change that past now. Will we change the experience? Sometimes, more often than not, but we change the energy around it, and then we show up different now. All right? So we're going to keep exploring that when we come back. And, my friends, if you are enjoying this show, if you would love exploring like I do on topics like this, please help me to get this information out to other people who are requiring it. And you do that simply by going to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes and giving me a review, maybe a few stars. 5 would be great. And maybe even possibly sharing it with somebody. You know, these seem like little things like, oh, what? I just hit a like button. Yeah, but you know what? In the grand scheme of the algorithms, that's huge. And it really helps me and all of us to get this information to those who are asking it in their universe and don't even know where to find it. We help them find it. So please do consider taking that moment and subscribing, liking, sharing, and giving a review for The Exploration of Wonder with Danielle on your favorite podcast platform. All right, my friends, so what are we doing? We are listening or watching to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and we are on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And I am so excited you are here. Today we are exploring the Is Childhood Imagination Real? And, you know, at the start I was like, yes, it's real. But as we're going on the discussion, I'm like, no, it's not. It's a knowing. So, not annoying. A knowing. A new word. K-N-O-W-I-N-G. A knowing. It is a knowing that we are limitless, that magic is real, and that you can be, do, have, and create anything. And it was interesting, during the break, somebody in the chat room was like, I knew I flew as a kid. And I'm like, yes, you 100% absolutely did. And she said she could still see it in her mind so clearly, which is good, because this is what we're getting to. So before the break, I asked you to really start looking at like two memories, one where you absolutely 100% did, were magic, you did it, you flew, you walked on the ceiling, you traveled to another realm, all of those places. And then take a look at the second one that I asked you to look at, that moment where doubt first started creeping in, that moment where you go, somebody, usually an adult, goes, that isn't real. And you're like, yeah, it is. They're like, no, it's not. You're like, it's not? No, it's not real. Oh, right? That moment of doubt that creeps in. So, because time isn't real and energy is, take a look at that second moment. Like I said, not to depress you, but to really invite you to know that we can change the energy around it so you show up now differently. So take a look at that moment. Really feel it. What was the environment like? What did you smell? What did you feel? What could you hear? Really immerse yourself in being present there right now. Though your body may not travel back there, you are present there when you can recall all those things. Okay, so get all of that. Sight, taste, smell, engage those senses. Now, remember that moment, that first ping of doubt. And now, clear the energy using your favorite tool. You can sage it, you can dance it, You can make another choice. You can wave a magic wand. I'm not even kidding. Wave a magic wand, do a hand motion, just whatever it is, clear that energy and that projection of doubt. Because here's the important part of this. It was a projection of doubt. We bought it. We went, oh, okay, that's what it is. You're right. It was a projection of doubt. So clear that projection, and that moment where we bought it is true, where we infused our reality with that doubt and the magic started to fade. Okay. So once you've done that, now go back to that second moment of, in that second memory, go back to when you first knew it was possible before you started the action. Let's say like, oh, I want to go to a different realm, so I have to create this pillow fort. That moment of inspiration, that moment of knowing what you had to do, where you had to be, and what was required to get there. This is an important part. Don't brush it away. Remember that moment and then feel it. Engage the senses, feel it, taste, texture, sound, what'd you hear? Be present with that energy. And once again, let it infuse your universe. Where you had that childhood knowing of all the possibilities, of all the magic, of all the futures that could be created, the past that could be changed, and the exciting world out there in universes to explore. And let that infuse your universe. In this way, we are reclaiming who we were before we let that doubt creep in. Before we went, oh, okay, this is how it works in this reality. I guess I'll behave and I'll adhere to it. The world is screaming for you to re-embrace and reclaim the unlimited, magical you. All right? So I would invite you to start doing this as memories come up. Clear the doubt. And then reclaim that moment of energy of like, I knew I was going to a different realm. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you were. And let that infuse your universe. And when I say infuse your universe, I mean, let it tingle your body till you like, you get all tingly and you feel like you're floating or, you know, whatever, however it is for you. Don't be just like, oh yeah, I'm claiming it. No, be present with it. Take a moment. Infuse every cell of your body in your universe. All right. So that's number one. Number two of how to reclaim, because remember, we're not screwed. The core of us is still there. That magical, limitless being. That's just who you are. Just some tips here to get you back to it. All right. So tip number two. Embrace the what if. Okay, it's not just a Marvel movie or TV show. Start your sentences with what if instead of I can't or this is how. Basically, start asking questions again. And if you do go back and listen to that show of what have you stopped asking questions about, I've said again and again, no great discoveries. Our explorations are created with the answer or a conclusion or I know how this works. All of it is created with a question. It's created with the, well, what if I do this? What if I do this? Or what if I go over here? What if I put these things together? Or even why questions? And what's interesting is we're taught as kids to stop asking why questions. But that why is an exploration. That why is like, why did the apple fall? Why did it not go backwards? Why did it not go up? Why did it not fly away? The apple fell straight to the ground. Why? Why did it go straight to the ground? Well, you know what? Somebody asked why and they figured that out. So embrace the what if. Start your sentences with what if, why, how. What gets created when? Ask questions again. So really, I guess tip number one is ask questions again. I know a lot of us got in trouble for asking questions. I know I did, which is another place where some of our magic got shoved away, is because they were like, stop asking questions. This is the answer. We're like, okay, start asking questions, even if it rocks the boat. Are you willing to be the question that invites you and other people to a new possibility? To their magic. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Okay? So, tip number 3, play more. Okay, seriously, play. How often or ever do we dedicate time to activities that have no other goal than pure enjoyment? I personally am really bad at this one. So as I'm talking to you about play more, I'm talking to me about play more. Okay? So dedicate time. When I say dedicate time to activities that have no other goal than pure enjoyment, some of us, I know, like sometimes if I'm feeling like scattered, I will color. I will color to try to center, focus. It's a coping mechanism, right? But I don't ever color just for fun. So if you have those coping mechanisms in place that looks like play, but it's really not, do it differently. Like I color on my phone. As I was preparing for the show, I'm like, maybe I should get like an actual coloring book and like crayons. I have like, how excited my universe gets just thinking about that, about like, I'll color with some crayons in front of the TV, like when I used to as a kid. Why not? So play more. Doodle, dance, you know that phrase, dance like no one's watching? Dance and you don't care if anyone's watching. How about that? Okay, dancing like no one watching means you just have to hide. No, dance like everyone's watching and have a good time with it, right? Play with Legos. Oh my gosh, I should get myself some Tinker Toys. I just loved it. And it so sparked imaginations and helped those neural pathways formed in magical ways instead of set ways, right? So it's like, it reminds your brain and your universe, your neural pathways, that magic is real, play is fun. And here's the thing. This is one of the big things about this play more, is if you don't enjoy your life, you're not going to want to live it. Sorry. Seems very like bum, bum, bum. But if you don't enjoy your life, you're not going to want to live it. So when you play more, you enjoy more. And energy attracts like energy. Like I did a YouTube video recently. And if you haven't checked out my YouTube video, go check it out. Daniel Carter. It's easy to find. Two N's, two L's. But I did this YouTube video recently, and I was talking about how, like, tips for self-care when you're sad. And one of the tips is, if you're sad, don't watch sad shows. And so many of us like to do that. I know, I'm so guilty of it. I'm like, oh, I'm sad, so let's watch something that makes me cry. Like energy attracts like energy. So when you're play more and you're enjoying that, guess what that attracts? It attracts more of that enjoyment energy. How fun is that? So not only are you not wasting time playing, coloring, you're not wasting time, you're creating your life. You're creating a life that you enjoy living. And then guess what happens? You live more. And I don't just mean longevity. I mean you live more. Every day is more enjoyable. I know it's horrible. Don't do it. Just kidding. Do it. Go play. All right. And tip number 4, reconnect with nature. Anybody else know there are nature spirits, sprites, things, names like divas and that kind of stuff? Yeah, there's nature spirits out there. Okay. So go for a walk. Look at a tree. Wonder about its history, but more than that, ask about its history. Let it whisper to you. What is it seeing? And when I say let it whisper to you, very rarely are you going to hear words. Because guess what? Trees don't talk words. They talk sometimes images maybe, but they talk energy. So just allow your universe to have the energy of receiving the information from the tree, the longevity I did this, I do this guided meditation series called Turning the Molecules, and we did some focused on the earth a couple weeks ago. Holy crap. When I allowed the earth to really whisper, it had such a vastness and an energy of like peace is this reality word, but peace. It was just, it was amazing. So talk to the trees, let them talk back to you. And then if you can't think of anything else to do, do one of my favorites that I completely enjoy and still do occasionally. And it's easy to do. Go outside, sit, lay down, look at the clouds. What shapes do you see? When did looking at seeing shapes in the clouds become something only kids do? I say we bring it back to adulthood. Go see what the clouds look like. Use your imagination, use your knowing, talk to the clouds, and see if they can actually change shapes for you. Now that I remember that, I used to do that as a kid. I would be like, hey, will you put a hole right there? And then like the clouds would kind of move, and then so it'd be a hole in the middle of it. Engage with the clouds, imagine the shapes, and ask them to change for you. It's kind of fun. All right, we're going to take our break. Can't believe this show goes so fast. Every single show, I'm like, what am I going to talk about for an hour? And then I'm like, oh, crap, I only have an hour. And anyways, I could talk about this forever. But we're going to take our break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And if you have a topic, something you would like to explore, no topic is off the board, off the possibilities. Because if you're curious and wondering about it, I'm curious and wondering about it too. And I guarantee other people are as well. So please feel free to drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. So that's hello@danielle.com. And drop me a line and let me know what else you are curious and wondering about. Let's explore this magical world, universe, together. And while you're there, check out my website, danielle.com. I always have a lot of classes coming up, and I always have things in the shop. And if you're curious about those Turning the Molecules guided meditation, they're amazing. I call it meditation in action because it's truly reshaping our universe. So check it out. There's a ton on the shop page, and I always have more going on with that as well. All right, so is childhood imagination real? No. Childhood knowing is. And that's what we're doing today, is really going from that it was just fantasy. It was just the crazy imaginations of a child. No, you knew. You knew those childhood quote-unquote imaginations. You knew it was possible to go to other realms, to walk on the ceiling, to fly, to use a magic wand, to talk to the trees, the sky, and have them answer you back. Yeah. Absolutely was 100% real. So I've been currently sharing tips on how to reclaim that childhood knowing that is still deep within us. Hopefully it's less deep. Okay. So tip number 5 is be curious, not conclusive. And this is along those lines of like, hey, ask a question. Always ask questions and see what else shows up. But it's also a reminder that just because you get one answer, one response, one aha, that's what that is, don't stop asking questions. So this be curious, not conclusive, what it means is, so to go to another realm, you need to build a pillow fort. Don't conclude that's the only way. If you want to go to a different realm, what if you walk around a lantern like in Chronicles of Narnia, right? Absolutely. Don't conclude, keep asking questions. And then the last tip, tip number 6, what did you used to know? I guess it's not a tip, it's a challenge, suggestion. What did you used to know? Sit down and explore it. Maybe lay on your back and watch the clouds go by and look back upon your childhood and explore. What did you used to know that you've given up for answers, for conclusions, for this is just the way it works here? Okay. We come into this universe knowing what we can be and do. Sometimes even in those childhood quote-unquote imaginations is our purpose, what we're supposed to be here to contribute. And then what else we can do after we do that? So what if your purpose is in those imaginations? So take that time for yourself. What did you used to know that you still know, that when you get rid of the conclusions, ask the questions, explore, let it infuse your universe, you can reclaim once more? And then signaling back to the top, that tip number 1 is when you're going back and looking through this, like, what did I used to know? If you find yourself with any tightness, clear the energy, change it. Turn a molecule, sage it, dance it, whatever it is, right? Just let that be and let it infuse your universe so you can know that once more. Because you do know it, still there. Okay, so basically all of this to say, what if your childhood imagination wasn't a phase? What if it was a blueprint? What if it was the truest, realest, most authentic version of you? Because it was. A being who knew they were powerful and capable, magical, and could do anything, or connected to the magic, because really we've lost a lot of that connection. But you're connected to the magic. Okay, it doesn't mean you have to act childish, whatever that is, but just embrace that, knowing that you came in here. It's still in there. It's there. It's just waiting for an invitation to come out and play. So go and play. You don't have to convince yourself. You don't have to convince yourself that you're magic. You just have to remember that you are, because you are. You are magical, or you wouldn't be listening to this today. All right, my friends, thank you for that. Thank you for joining and exploring that with me. I love it. I love it. I love topics like this. It's so much fun. And then next week is believe in yourself, even if you think you shouldn't. How many of us go, I believe in me, but I really shouldn't because I'm a piece of crap and I don't know anything and I don't know how to do anything. Well, hopefully after you like reclaim some of your magic, it won't be as like heavy of a topic, but it's going to be a fun one. Believe in yourself, even when you think you shouldn't. Because guess what? You did when you were a kid. You believed in yourself as a kid. You knew. And it wasn't that you believed. It was just like you knew you were amazing. You knew you're magical. You knew you could do this. You came in unfettered, limitless. Maybe that's why those shows like Limitless and Lucy were so drawn to it, because we're like, yeah, that's us. That is us. That's you. That's me. That's all of us. So let's go out, my friends, reclaim that magic, that childhood knowing that we can be, do, have, and create anything. And that stick is a stick, but it's also a magic wand. All right, my friends, have a fun, flowy, magical week. And I'll see you as we play with the clouds and traverse into different realms and really embrace the knowing of our childhood that we are magical. All right, my friends, see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.